Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Good morning, Black Twitter. It's your girl, Jeannie Lauren, and today I tweet for people who don't like when their food touches on their plate. Now, yes, I know, it all goes to the same place, but I don't have to taste it when it gets there, do I? So, shout out to everybody who's on the winning team. We in cheer. There was a little bit of a hiccup with the show this week, Monday and Tuesday, but as they say, the show must go on. And here we are, going on. I want to start this show off doing a tweet of the day. And you might have seen this tweet being retweeted around Black Twitterverse. At Dope Dreams Donnie says, and I quote, "Your clan ancestors didn't spend all those nights hiding under sheets for you to get on the internet and be racist with your real name and job in your bio." That tweet gets tweet of the day for Clancestors alone. I don't know about you, but I'm gonna be using that. I'm gonna find a way to use Clancestors the minute somebody racist tweets me. It's gonna happen. Just be on the lookout. By the way, are you following the show on Twitter? It's at GMBT Show. That's where all the fun is happening. Last Friday, GMBT Show ran a poll and asked you all when you would listen to Frank Ocean's new album. Already done. In a little bit, and Never Worry 31st, 2017. A whole 68% of you chose Never Worry 31st, 2017. Can I just mention that y'all are really fed up, just full-fledged fed up. And can I also mention that I feel a little left out here because I didn't get the memo that we weren't supposed to like Frank Ocean anymore. Back when Channel Orange came out, we were all vibing and we were all getting our life and we held hands and we were getting ready to move to California together. Now all of a sudden, nobody likes Frank Ocean anymore. I'm still getting my whole life off of Super Rich Kids and all of a sudden, Channel Orange isn't good anymore. I thought it was a classic. Best song wasn't the single, but you weren't either. Nobody rocks with that anymore? Really? That's okay, because if I have to stand in my own truth and be the only one that likes Channel Orange and Frank Ocean anymore, then I'll be that. The cheese stands alone. I'm gonna be honest though, I still haven't listened to this new Frank Ocean album, and I can't tell you when I'm gonna listen to this new Frank Ocean album. Not because I don't rock with Frank Ocean, but because I don't rock with Apple. I just don't really do Apple apps. I don't really buy Apple products. Hardware, software, Apple is just not really a thing that I do. There's always some horror story about people using Apple products and losing their stuff. And it just doesn't really entice me and make me wanna trust Apple. And I feel like someone's always trying to shade me for not using Apple. Oh, you don't have an iPhone, you got the green bubble, you don't use iTunes, you don't have a Mac or whatever it is that y'all are using, the kids are using these days. But the difference between us is, one of us gets to keep all the music they bought, and the other one is you. All of that to say, I'm probably one of the people who will be listening to Frank Ocean's album on Never Worry 31st, 2017. Unless it comes to Spotify, because that's really the only streaming service that I rock with. Sorry, Frank. I still love you. Do you get the sense that we're going to be talking about Nate Parker and Birth of a Nation until the movie comes out? I'm really starting to feel that way. I'm really starting to feel like we're just gonna see more and more artists and directors and actors and writers come out and say something in support of Nate Parker or give us some reason why we're obligated to see this movie as Black people, and it's gonna keep kicking up dust until the movie comes out. Honestly, I'm not particularly interested in having the discussion anymore, but one thing is interesting to me, and I feel like people are starting to realize that Black women have realized that we have options. You know, there once was a day when we only had 4 channels available to us at any one time on television. There once was a time when the only channel that played shows targeting Black women was BET. There once was a time when if you were a woman, you couldn't even get a credit card by yourself. So I'd imagine as a Black woman, your options were pretty limited. But lo and behold, it's a new day, America. And now, if you want to own a whole night of television, target Black women. If you want your show to be an overnight success, target Black women. If you want to go from writing plays to having a hit movie, target Black women. For so long, I feel like what Black women liked got ignored or kind of disregarded, to the point that now the people who didn't ignore us kind of just felt like we were going to automatically side with them and automatically just love them and automatically take whatever we could because we had so few options. Black women have looked up and said, hold on, you thought that I was just gonna see your movie or listen to your music or buy whatever or spend my money however you thought I was gonna spend it because we're both Black? If I don't want to see Birth of a Nation, I can wait for the Harriet Tubman biopic that's inevitably going to come out because Harriet Tubman just needs to have a biopic. I mean, come on. She's going to be on the face of the $20 bill. She's about to get a movie. Even if the movie that Viola Davis is supposedly working on doesn't ever come to fruition, somebody is going to make a Harriet Tubman biopic. And I'll be front and center for that movie. I don't need Nate Parker's retelling of Nat Turner's story. And shout out to everybody who thought that Nat Turner's story had never been told before for letting us all know that you don't read books. Anywho, speaking of Black women and our options, I have another poll. This one is for the women of Black Twitter. Women, when you shave your legs, do you shave up against the grain or down with the grain? Holler at me on at GMBT Show on Twitter and get in that poll. And let me know, you know, tweet at me. Let me know why you shave the way you do. Maybe you were taught that way. Maybe you saw commercials and figured, you know, follow the commercials. Let me know. As always, whether you're watching on YouTube or listening to the podcast, subscribe and rate it. I'd appreciate it. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday. Good morning, Black Twitter.